Yeah, by 2030, 45% of women will be single, is what the prediction is. Single as in not only unmarried, but not engaged, not in a long-term committed relationship with somebody. Like it's trending towards, I'ma do me.
Hey, girl.
Hey Mo, how are you?
Fabulous. How are you?
I am surviving. Barely.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all?
Hanging on by a thread.
By a thready thread thread.
An unraveling thread. It's a thing. It's I don't even know how to explain it. How are things with you on your end? Because I feel like things are just going nuts over
I
here.
just. I'm in a point of just submission and acceptance. Everything is shit. Like, that's the state I'm in. Apparently, that's
That's where we all live in, I think.
a good state to be. I don't know.
Ooh, I guess just acceptance and what is it? Let go and let God, if that's
Right?
your
Let go
thing.
and let something show.
Let somebody, Jesus, take the wheel.
Please, Lord.
We a mess today. We a
What we talking about,
mess.
Willis?
I don't know. We spent all morning trying to figure this out.
Right?
You talking about jumping the broom today? Or not jumping the
Ooh.
broom, sweeping it all out the way? What are we talking
I
about?
ain't even think about no brooms these days. Literally or figuratively.
Dusty. Well, I saw a
Dustique.
video. I said Dustique. That sounds fancy. I saw a video on Facebook. And it was about Dinks. And it was like, ooh, like I guess it was like a social media account. I don't know if it's TikTok, whatever.
Dual income,
But
no
these people,
kids.
dual income, no kids, and that's been around for a while. But they're showing their life, like, oh look, haha, we don't have kids and we're just eating at the finest restaurants, or oh, we're doing, you know, whatever. And it got me thinking because the comments were popping off. People were like, people are so selfish these days, they don't want to have a family. Like, I don't know, but you
How
know,
is
the
that
different takes
selfish?
people have,
Right?
right? Well, it is selfish, but selfish isn't always bad.
I feel like it's selfish to want kids. I'm like, why do I want kids? That's such a selfish thing to do in this rotting world and overpopulated world, but it's just an instinct.
But is it, I feel like selfish isn't always, I feel like that's a negative thing people think of it. But I mean, if you're caring about yourself, prioritizing yourself, that is selfish, but that's good,
Because we live in a
right? Like it can
SeaWorld
be.
world. You're not
Yes.
allowed to have power over yourself. That's not God.
But that, along with that, see, it's so funny we can't even say it. It's just the C word. The C word. I burped, excuse me.
Yeah, that was a cute
But
burp.
people are getting married, right? Is that what we found? Because we were doing the battle of the research via text, sending things back and forth. Like, no, the marriage numbers are up. They're down. They're
Yeah, I
up. They're
don't know.
down.
I
What are
saw both ways, up, down, people being
they? All
single for
around.
longer. I'm like, who knows what's going on?
It feels weird too because you are coming from a place of like, I see all these people get, they're getting married, whatever. And then for me, I'm seeing a lot of people saying, no, fuck that. I'm not getting married. I'm not having kids. It's so weird. And this goes maybe to the bubbles that we are in or like the information that is curated to us or whatever for us. But I feel like fewer people are getting married. They're making a choice to enjoy their lives
What's
as
that called? I feel
single with
like
no
it's a
kids.
Hobson. I feel like it's a Hobson's choice. Wait, what's that called?
I have no idea what you're talking about. My brain
Yeah,
isn't working today.
and apparently free choice where there is no real alternative than the necessity of accepting one of
Oh, your
two or
nails look
more e
nice.
thank you. Two or more equally objective alternatives. So it's like, yeah, people aren't getting married because the people are,
Not marriage material.
yeah, marriage material.
But I think also, I was thinking about this and having it sit in my brain for a little bit because I think there used to be a time where people didn't talk about childbirth, right? They didn't tell you what everything that went down in there, whatever. And I think it was a way to keep people just having because you didn't know the fear of what was to come. And I think now we talk about everything. We talk about marriage. People, people are talking about marriage and scaring people off. Like, why do I want that? You know? Or having kids and complaining about it. And it's like, if you don't have kids, why do I want that? It doesn't sound good. So I think that people are making a choice to keep living their best life without changing it. If it's good and working for you, why change it?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, kids aren't, oh, it's the world's overpopulated, so I don't know what to say about that. But also, it's not for everybody. And sometimes that's like people can't have kids and they don't want to keep having to explain to people that they can't have kids. So that's a thing too. Like, who, like, again, why are we always in everybody's business? You don't have kids, that's, you're not overpopulating. You have kids, you're overpopulating, but at least take care of the kids.
I blame social media. It's all social media because everybody putting their business out there, but they get mad when you want to say something about their business.
Yeah, like that weird stuff. What's the oldest age that's appropriate to birth breastfeed?
I don't think there, well, I mean, obviously there is a point where it's like, what are you doing?
Like 9 years old sitting there like
that's excessive. I think there's a lot of factors. I mean, I breastfed and I was really into it as far as like being an advocate and like really wanting to do that for as long as I could because there are benefits to it. But and it depends on how developed your country or place that you live is, because sometimes that's the only nutrition you can give your child. So I bet it's a lot longer in those places.
Let me
But
see
I
what's
don't
the
know, if I see a
oldest.
4-year-old, I'm kind of worried
Four,
about that because
shoot,
I've
I've seen eight.
yeah I've seen that too, like, and walking up and able to speak about it, and I just
Like y'all having a conversation.
it's not necessary is my point. It's not necessary at that age. And so I think a lot of the conversations are about appropriateness, where I think, is it necessary? Like, is it imparting some kind of benefit? Why are you doing it at 9?
Me about a benefit
That's
that I didn't even think about, the economic benefit. So, I mean, but I'm sure at nine they're probably eating other stuff and not
and
just
you
eating.
have different needs, like food needs. You know, at some point you need to supplement that with actual food.
Years old. Wow.
And your breast milk changes. So at a certain point, you're not giving them anything that they don't already have or can't get themselves. I don't know.
I mean, that was just a because people
Rando
post stuff.
question.
Yeah. No, because just
I was
people
like, what?
post. You were talking about social media, and I'm like, yeah, people do post all kinds of stuff on social media. But yeah,
Everything
people
now.
are. I see a lot of people on my social media. I see a lot of people getting married. Everybody except the black people are getting married in my circles, or whatever you want to call it. I don't really know. I know like a few single white women, but a lot of them are getting married or getting engaged, so going along the natural milestones of life, maybe a little later in life.
Yeah, I
So,
think that's a trend. I think that's trending.
yeah.
You know, people are getting married later. Fewer men are getting married, period. That was one of the stats we found. Fewer men. And was it by 2020? Don't have me lying up in here. 20, some makeup, some stuff. Yeah, by 2030, 45% of women will be single, is what the prediction is. Single as in not only unmarried, but not engaged, not in a long-term committed relationship with somebody. Like, it's trending towards, I'm gonna do me because y'all aren't bringing
I feel
it
like
or whatever the
even
reason.
did it say like the stats of that? Because I feel like even people who were married get divorced, and then they, when they're older, they don't even want to get married. Like I see a lot of older women who are just living. What, like look at Ladies of Matt, what is it? Ladies of Madison Avenue or a Dance Style. Some of them are married, but it's a lot of like single women just living their lives. And even looking back, like I always knew a bunch of older women who they might have been married before, might have had kids, but they are living it up. Even this lady, when I went to on vacation with some older people, she was the life of the party, and she ended up actually passing away. So that was kind of sad.
Damn. That story took a turn.
It was just so
She was
weird
the
because she was
life of
like the most.
a party.
Didn't she
What the
die that
hell?
morning?
Lord. Ooh.
Was sad, but
Ain't that some shit? I said, ain't that some shit? Oh, ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? God damn.
Lately, I've been seeing a lot of articles about how single women are richer on average than single men, how single women live longer than married women. And I'm starting to wonder if this desire for a relationship is more of a curiosity, because there's nothing more that I value than my own peace. And the more I listen to people, the more I see things out in the world, it sounds like relationships are a lot of stress and a lot of unnecessary miscommunication that I simply don't have the time for. I've developed a life for myself that's peaceful, that's kind, that's happy, and I am surrounded by such beautiful and loving friends that no one is going to come in and destroy that, only add to it. So maybe these statistics are onto something.
In a cis heteronormative world, there's like a maternal aspect of wife being, I don't know, you're a wife, like of being a wife that like a caregiver, I guess, like a caregiving kind of thing. So I think women get taxed out at a certain age and they're like, oh, let me just live my life. But you can do that with people. You can be a, what is it? Dual income with kids. Like, you be a dick. Dual income.
I do think you're onto something though, is the way it's been sold to kids, to younger girls, like it's like a fairy tale. Oh, your prince, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. We've talked about fairy tales and all that stuff. But I think the reality of it is, if you are a woman with children, a woman in a relationship, you have, or a man in a relationship or with kids, you have to worry about somebody else besides yourself.
That's the thing.
In a capacity which, like, you have, if you have children, they are reliant upon you completely for their like survival and livelihood and whatever. Or if you are in a marriage, and we've talked about this before on previous episodes, we've shared memes and things like that. The woman takes on the majority of the caring tasks, mm-hmm. caring for the household, caring for him, caring for whatever, their extended mm-hmm. family, you know, the kin keeping or whatever that term was.
Oh, I never heard
your
that.
Your mom's birthday is coming up. Here's, I got her a card, you know, like doing all the
get
extra.
An app for that.
But it's still that you gonna get the app though. You're gonna send it up. It's
oh,
always
that's what
something.
I do. I'm like a kin keeper with friends.
Right, but I mean it's less of a burden if you stay by yourself. And I don't want to mm-hmm. say it as if it's a burden, but it's, you know, if you're worried about you living your best life and making yourself happy, I don't know. It's different. It's for you.
Yeah, I struggle with that.
Whatever time you can.
Yeah, it's like, as much as I think, and that's the thing, like, I'm not desperate to be in a relationship. I'm more so curious. Like, that's just a natural part of life that I want to see if I like, because knowing me, I probably won't, because
you like, tried it, don't like it. No, thank you.
Because what I feel like is that it takes a level of selflessness that I don't have. So maybe I am selfish, because it's like, it takes a level of being okay with somebody making or having a, I don't know how to phrase it. Like, if we're in a relationship, say you and I are in a relationship, what you do impacts my life. Whereas if we weren't, I don't care. Like, I do whatever you do, you boo boo. Like, it has no impact on me. And so it's like giving people that power over yourself. It's hard, and having to consider other people when you're making your own decisions.
Just a loss of control is a constant struggle, I feel like. And we've talked about resentment. We've talked about all that kind of stuff. And I think it just opens up room for things, for those types of emotions.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, but it's like you said, just everything you do impacts the other person's life. You know, like,
did I tell you?
No, maybe. I don't know what you, ooh, that's I a don't cute know. Bracelet. Girl, what are you doing over there?
Did I tell you so about cute. I was sitting next to a couple and I was on the phone at first. This was at a bar. I was on the phone at first. And then when I got off, I overheard them, and the husband was saying something, like, this is older people, like in their 60s, late 50s, early 60s. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I never really even wanted to date you. And he was saying it like, he wasn't saying I'm putting extra emphasis, but basically that's what he said. No, he was just like, you know, I never, you know, I could have lived without you. Like, I could have gone either way. And the lady was like, that's BS. And he was like, no. And I'm like, I don't know what he was trying to do. It sounds like he was trying to like make her feel bad. So anyway, she ran out.
Damn.
He was trying to chase after her, and he asked the bartender, talking about, did she pay the bill?
What?
And then
grown folks
the
thinking
bartender
like
was
that.
like, "You left your coat." She left her coat. Like she ran
Were
out.
they married or they were
Yeah, there
just
was like an
dating? Oh, okay.
older. Actually, I don't know. They were acting like they were married, but I didn't really peep
I
the
think that's
hand.
different. I don't know why, but I feel like if they were just dating, I'd be pissed too. But if they were married, like you could say all kind of stupid, like, maybe that's
You're
when the band said,
married.
like, say the dumb shit. I'm not going anywhere. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like you can say what you want to do,
Like, what's the point
but
of saying that? And I felt like it made her feel bad. And I feel like that's another thing that people do in relationships is kind of that manipulation of making people feel bad, even if it's unintentional. And that's something like the codependency thing. It's like you got to learn how
how to communicate
to not, yeah,
or
to communicate and not let people
respect
make you
feelings.
feel a certain way. Like, that's why I always go
Well,
back to, I know who I am.
you said that though, and I thought about it, and it's, I mean, I know I say stuff. I obviously love my husband, and there's never like, I'm not saying like, I'm good without you, with you, whatever. Like, I wouldn't, that's not even a thought in my head. But I do think along the conversation of soulmates, etc., like, he would have been fine without me. I would have been fine without, you know what I mean? There's alternate universes where we end up somewhere else. Like, and so I don't know if that's what he was trying to say. Like, you know, I didn't even really want to date you. Maybe he was trying to be like, I didn't want to date you, but you got me. You know what I mean? I don't
I was
know.
like they were both drunk, so it's like it could
Well,
have been
that doesn't
anyway.
help.
He could have been like, never thought I would be you. You know, who knows? But
Yeah, who knows? Or I mean, I don't know.
what is it like? That's
I
I
don't
feel like
know.
that's a deeper root like issue, and that's the thing like with
Yes.
that communication. If somebody's make no one you love, they're gonna
True.
accidentally like always make you feel like, or you're gonna feel some way because of your own stuff, and. She felt very insecure, you could tell. And I'm
Maybe
like,
that's an ongoing theme in their
why be
relationship.
married if you want to be insecure? Like, that just sounds like a nightmare. That sounds like hell on
Yeah.
earth.
Well, that's the scary part about vulnerability and stuff is you are giving somebody all of your trauma. Here, this is how I messed up. This is all of me. Now you know how to hurt me the most. And it's the trust of I'm not going to do it because they know everything. I know exactly how to get it. I can, you know, point the, you know, poke the bear and do all that stuff and just tear you down because I know the most sensitive parts of you. And so it's that's the scary part about vulnerability, I think. And that's
Yeah,
when
I
you know you got
don't
to be with somebody who's mature enough to communicate properly because they will go there.
know. That's important, and I feel like that's why people aren't putting up with shit. People are just like, you know what? I'd rather
Exactly.
be alone. I'd rather be alone than to try to put up with this mess and settle for less, or settle for someone who's going to be abusive, or think like things that people might have put up with. Even I know, like there have been times in my past when I've tried to date, and I'd just be like, well, at least it's practice. I don't even believe in that anymore.
Yeah, practice for what?
If the vibe isn't clicking in the chats or whatever, then it's not even going to
Because
force it.
you know what? I saw something too, and I don't know if it was definitely an article about the idea of practice, like dating for practice. And I mean, there's a certain point where it's like, yeah, you should date so you know how to interact with people, make room in your life for people, whatever. But each relationship you enter into is a whole new learning experience. To what I think it
Exactly.
was Ace Metaphor or somebody. It's a
Oh,
whole new
God.
thing. So whatever experience you had in your past relationship really may not help you at all in the next one because you have to learn a whole new person, a whole new set of problems and traumas and whatever. So
And
I
it
mean,
might
I
make it
don't, I
worse.
think, yeah, I think right now though, I think that this focus of talking about the C word and talking about trauma and just reparenting ourselves and all these concepts that we have kind of touched on, and people are doing self-work, a lot of self-work. And I think the more that we focus on that, the less people want to deal with somebody else. There's like this idea of like, let me deal with me. So
Right?
why am I going to hitch myself along to somebody else when I don't even have me right? Like, I don't
Was
know.
that Shakespeare, "To thine own self be true"? I'm like,
It's
dang,
so shoot.
that hit different. That hit different now.
I still don't even know what that means. To thine own self be true. I don't know. But yeah, but I think fewer people are getting married. I think my observation is that people are realizing I could live the best life. I mean, I can make my own money, do my own thing, sleep until 2 if I want to. do whatever. If I want to buy this expensive thing and treat myself and do all these things, I can. I don't have to get up in the middle of the night, take care of a sick child. You know what I mean? Like, if you
But what's
don't.
the meaning in that? I feel like I'm more on the Shannon Sharp team.
But
As
what's
much
the
as I
meaning in anything? We're giving meaning to stuff. It's
families,
like,
community, culture, prolonging the longevity of the human race. I don't know, but it's like
I don't know.
meaning, I
I
think
mean, I see
in
those things. Those are motivating factors in my life, you know, a lot of, you know, the sense of family, the sense of community, setting up my children for their children, for their like something about
And
that.
support, I think support is key too. Like having
Yeah.
support in this world is important. So I see a lot of benefits to partnership, and that's why I'm curious about it and want to see what it's like. Because I don't know. Like I said, maybe I won't like it. I'll be like, oh no. But yeah, I feel like those things are important, and being someone who's been single my whole life, like this is insane. I remember when I was 28, I want to say, I was trying to get
The good
evaluated for
old years.
ADHD or something, and the guy was like, "You don't need to worry about ADHD. Let's talk about why you're 28 and never been in a relationship." And
Damn.
I
Do you
kind of,
recoil?
yeah. And I
Like,
think I went to two, but the guy was, it was with some young trainee guy. It wasn't with him, and I was like, you know what, this isn't gonna work. But I just said it wasn't gonna
oh, you
work,
should
and
have
then I quit.
stayed. Oh, you should have
So
stayed.
we could have figured this out.
Broke
Who
through
knows?
something. Yeah.
But I wasn't ready.
Damn.
It all has to happen on the divine timing, the right timing, and I wasn't ready. It wasn't until like 12 years later that I started looking at stuff and like, this
Pandemic
was the
times.
pandemic times. I had no choice. So looking at my avoidant
Damn.
behaviors and looking at
Avoidant behaviors.
yeah, because there's a
Yeah.
comfort in not having to depend on somebody, and there's a comfort in not being vulnerable, but maybe being vulnerable is worth the risk.
Dang.
Dang. And then when I
I
tried to be
saw
that damn pandemic king,
it said slow down. I
you're
saw
trying to
it
grow
was a
up.
I think it was a TikTok this morning when we were searching for a topic. I still don't even know what we talked about today, but and it was a woman that was, you know, get ready with me type thing. And she was saying, like, if you're a mom and you're out there doing everything mom's supposed to do, being the best, whatever, you would absolutely 100% understand why a woman would not want to have children. Not to say that you don't want your own, but you can understand why this ain't for everybody. And I think that can be said for marriage as well. I think that life right now looks so different from when I was in my 20s. 'Cause people are living, like traveling, and I don't know if it's just the social media got me thinking people out here doing the most, but it's like, wow, like I didn't know life was like that. Like it wasn't like that for me in my 20s. So,
Family's doing that too.
yeah, I mean, people just doing, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how they're funding these endeavors. Okay. I don't know that. I would be curious to
Right,
know.
where is
Maybe they're
everybody
just
getting all this
money off the
money
social
from?
media. I don't know. Thank you. That's
That's
been on my
what
heart too, is just money.
same.
I went to go buy my daughter an Easter dress. She sings in the church choir and she's, you know, gonna have a little cute little Easter dress. And I went to the mall and I was like, oh, let's just check out JCPenney, whatever. What do they have there?
That still
And
exists? Oh wow, I didn't know
yeah. Because I don't make it that far to the mall.
that.
Like it's a long mall, you know. So we usually start on one end and we just don't go all the way down because you gotta come back, whatever. I'm lazy. Anyways, we went in there and I was like, why is stuff so expensive? First of all, I thought people clown JCPenney's. I was like, I thought this was supposed to be ch like cheaper. Like,
Yeah.
no. No.
No, it was never
Girl,
cheaper. It
why
was
was
just
the
more
dress like
basic
$80
stuff.
bucks for
Yep.
a child? A child Easter dress, $80? Like, have I been that far out of like, I don't remember clothes being like a dress you wear one time, $80.
Yeah, that's
I was
why I
able to
never
get
shopped at
something
the
cheaper than that, but what?
H&M and what's the name of that place that does the dress? Hudson?
Forever. Oh, I don't know.
Hudson's or
I don't
something? What?
know. That's the thing is I don't shop. And I realized for myself going to church on Easter, I have no clothes. this body is a whole nother body than what I went into the pandemic with, and I haven't really shopped since then. And I'm just like, I don't have clothes. I have yoga pants and sweatshirts.
Yep, I got some dresses. This is a
nothing.
H&M.
You have clothes. You always put something together. You always look
Yeah,
put
I'm still
together. You
wearing
have
the
clothes.
same stuff, that same yellow
But it's
jacket from
not lazy
2018.
clothes. Because I feel like sweatshirts, hoodies, and leggings. I don't want to call it lazy clothes because I like the way that looks and that's just like my style,
Cash.
athleisure or whatever. But like some style. Like I would love to have style. I don't know if I
That is
have
the
style.
style.
I'm not, for me, it's not.
I thought it was a Philly thing, and I went to Vermont and everybody was dressed like that. And I went to DC, everybody was just like that. I'm like, except
Well, I want a
DC, they
different
dressed
style
up for
then.
Easter Sunday. I haven't seen that in years. But other than that,
Like hats and stuff.
yeah, well, I didn't see
Like
hats, but I saw like
bonnets.
suits and stuff, like
Yeah, that's
dresses, and
nice.
it was cute. I like dress up. I don't like to dress up, but I like cosplay, like kind of dress up. So if there's an
Oh,
event,
damn.
like I wouldn't
Whoa.
mind. But yeah, everybody is dressed in hoodies and like yoga pants and
Just
tights and
comfort.
stuff. Yeah.
But I want to wear boots and cute scarves and like stuff like that. But I don't know if it's just the desire to do that. I want to. I don't want to physically have to do stuff. I don't want to put my body in these clothes that don't fit me right anyways. Like
I just order stuff and then see what happens.
I and see what happens. I need, if anybody's listening, anybody out there, I need some recommendations for where to shop. Where are people
Same.
shopping?
Oh, I found a cute dress. Let me send it to you. I'm gonna wear it to a wedding, I think.
Because I feel like for staples, like a good pair of jeans or a good jacket, like I'm willing to spend some money on that. But then other stuff is just like it rotates through. What's the season? What's the style? Like, where are we getting these little, like, whatever things?
Yeah. I'm going with the like what I just sent you. I was targeted on Pinterest, so I'm like, I've never heard of it before. I need to research, but I thought that dress looked cute.
Yeah.
So go on
I think.
Pinterest,
I know I have all these
Amazon.
things on. I may just Stitch Fix it up. I hate a
Yeah.
subscription. I can't even talk. I hate a subscription service though, because I feel like I always, it's one of those
Yeah.
things you forget that you're paying for it. You get this thing, and then all of a sudden it's like, dang, that happened to Fabletics. Signed up for that and forgot about it.
Oh, shoot. I think I
And
signed up for
then
BET Plus.
they're
Oh, shoot.
just taking our money, and then we go try to get an Easter dress and can't get it because we broke. A mess. What a mess.
Memberships and subscription. Let's see.
I need to buy underwear too and bras. This is my life. I hate a bra, but I don't even know what size I am.
I'm squeezing
Every
into
bra
these,
I have
barely
is a
breathing.
different size. I feel like I have a heart attack. Like, I'm like, am I having a heart attack or some kind of a lung issue when I have a bra on? Because it's pain. And then I unstrap it and I'm like, ooh. And that's almost
Freedom.
daily. I should know. I shouldn't anymore. Yeah.
Yeah,
That's
because
not
you're
right,
smushing it,
having that
smashing
pain.
everything.
Smushing and smashing For me, my band size must be too big because they
Bands
popping
are
out
made for dance.
the
Yeah, mine is definitely too. I don't know. My stuff is weird. Like, I'm back up. I don't know, man. I'm just got upset. I'm like, I'm back. As I go,
I was sleep deprived, so.
all I can think about is the milkshake I'm about to get and fries and stuff. So
Oh.
I'm like, ooh, I'm back up on this weight. How?
Milkshake.
How is that possible?
Event on Saturday. It's like a school auction.
Ooh, okay.
And it's like an it, okay, it's an international, the theme is international travel. And you can either dress in cocktail attire or
Ooh,
attire of like a place you've or a place you visited that you enjoy, and this is what sparked
okay.
that other conversation. We can talk about that later. Or tacky touristy. And so every time I have an event, I've been on a steady trajectory of losing weight, which has been fine, like maybe a pound every week and a half, like nothing massive, right? Just slow, steady.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, but then the week before this event, I'm up till like 2 in the morning eating ice cream and Oreos. You know what? I always do that. I always do so. I'm nice and puffy and bloated and disgusting before I have to put a dress on.
I think
Never
it's,
fails. It's like I
that
self-sabotage.
time,
Yeah,
that's
that too.
why.
I hate it. But
Because I
that
know
sparked
I'm
another
feeling like
conversation. That sparked
it
another
did.
conversation. That's what
Oh.
sparked the conversation in the kitchen with those women. We'll have to share that another time.
okay.
Is what we're wearing to
Yeah.
this thing? Can you wear this outfit? No, you
Oh, that would
cannot.
have been a good
Like
topic.
that.
Yes, share that
It
later.
was. It was. Yeah, we can do that later. But yeah, so I have this event. I don't know what I'm gonna wear. I might get an I
Nicely, I
Love
see
New
those
York t-shirt and
pics.
just dress up like a thing. I don't want to do it. Whew, you know? But it's a thing. I feel like a grown up. Gotta dust off the
If you
Spanx.
didn't have kids, you wouldn't have the school event to go to,
Yeah, I'd
right?
be living somewhere else probably. We'd be traveling the world or doing something.
Who
He works
knows?
remotely. Like we could be living in France for like 2 weeks and then here for, you know what I mean? Like, could you just imagine the possibilities? I'd be doing something. What would I, you know, like
Right. Who knows? I might have
yeah, who
kids
knows?
and be like, not know what I'm doing, run around crazy.
That's
So
that guaranteed that's what you'll be doing. Not knowing what you're doing, running
it.
around crying. That's what we doing. What do you think we do? That's what it is. You feel perfect, mother. That's exactly what it is. Nobody knows. Nobody knows what we're doing.
Yeah. And
You're
that's
running
another thing. I'm
around
like,
crazy.
maybe it's a blessing, you know, God bless me and protect me by not having kids, because you would
Protected
not want to
you.
deal with that.
He protected
The kid's
you.
looking sideways. I don't know what's going on, Emily. Emily. Should I call 911?
No. You as a mom, your kids would be immaculate. I feel like they would be dressed, put together, presented, well-mannered, educated, whatever. And then you would be in a corner just rocking, drinking the coffee, rocking. Kids are okay. Kids are
That
okay. Kids are okay. Kids are like that's what it would be. I feel like that's what it, yeah, that's what it is. That's how I see you as a mom.
kids are all right.
The kids are okay. They're okay. I'm not okay, but the kids are good. The kids are good.
Right?
They're thriving. Everybody would be in therapy, you know, just for
Yep.
maintenance, you know.
Are you
Smart
honoring
little
yourself
baby.
today? Tell
Right?
me.
Affirmations every morning. Oh, I would love it. That'd be so beautiful.
I hate wanting kids. It's a miserable feeling.
It's a miserable feeling.
Illogical. Like, it's illogical. We live on this
It is
rotting earth.
illogical. My cousin came
Yeah.
over on Sunday. He and his wife and their son, and she just had another baby. He's like 2 weeks old. And so I got to hold him and I was getting all the somebody they're little magical crazy creatures because they have this smell that makes you just go, oh, like I need more. And I was
Oh,
just
wow.
holding him like, oh, I love this baby smell. It's intoxicating. And I was like, damn,
Rotten milk.
could I do it? No, there's like a smell that's it's because they're coated in something when they're born. Like when they come out, they're coated in like
Oh, this is a
some kind of
newborn, the
like,
cousin.
yeah,
Oh.
like two weeks
Oh my
old.
God. I didn't
And the
even know they could
top of
see
his
people
little
at that
head,
age. Oh,
oh, smells so good. I just kept sniffing
wow.
this baby, like, oh, I
Aw.
could
Mama
eat him. I
Cootie.
could eat
Like, oh,
him.
your mama cootie
Oh.
smell good.
No, but every baby I've ever met has the same smell. So it must be whatever. I think that's what it
Placenta.
is. I think it's a survival thing, the scent of them. And then the way they look, they're supposed to look
Yeah.
like their dads to
Oh, I
keep
didn't
them
know that.
around. Yeah, there's all kind of crazy stuff
Yeah.
about,
Oh, the
but you know,
ego is
that's their
to mother.
survival.
Yeah. That's why they gotta be cute. I remember Sandra Oh on Grey's Anatomy said they gotta be cute so they don't get eaten up. I don't know if that's true, but that
Yeah. Well, you're
made
too cute. I might nibble on them toes or something. Just,
Oh, those
they're so
thighs.
delicious. Yes, the
Those
rolls. There's
thighs.
always the little just chunky thighs. Oh, their cheeks.
His little feet hanging out of the stroller. Oh my God. I was on the train and this little baby was crying and stuff. And she was cute. She was adorable. And you know how they always look? She was looking at me. And she would look away and she would look
Aww.
at me and smile. And I smiled back at her. And I was minding my own business. And she threw a date at me. I was like, girl, why do you do me
She
like
threw a
that?
what?
I threw a date at me. I'm like, is this a sign? Maybe I'll get some dates soon.
She was eating dates?
Yeah, she was eating dates.
This is crazy. A little baby
And at
eating
first I was
dates.
like, am I making this up? Because she was looking at me and then it was said boom. And then I saw she had another one in her hand. I was like, gosh. And it was like half eaten. I'm like,
Thanks. She thought you were
thanks for the
hungry.
date, baby.
So I don't know. I don't know if the
I'm
stats
just
are right. People get
kidding.
married, people not getting married, having kids, not getting kids, having kids.
And who
People rubbing it
cares?
in your face. I'm a dink. I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what's happening, but I'm starting to think, I don't know. I really feel like I can't say. Like, I'm just starting not to believe statistics or anything. Like, what's a statistic going to tell me?
And
I
when
don't
there's
know.
conflicting statistics, what is happening?
Somebody paid
What?
more, somebody paid somebody else.
But it's even more of a mind fuck because it's like I don't trust information. Like I don't know what's going on. And so it's just your own perception. But even your perception is messed up because things are curated for your viewing pleasure, whatever it is you want to see. So who knows? Who knows what's going on? I don't know.
Because I've talked
We
to
are
people,
not okay.
I love not being insular and just talking around. Like, as much as I say I don't like people, I do like just learning from other people. And people will be like, "I never see that content. What are you talking about?" So it's so interesting how my
That's how I
friends and
feel with
I,
you. Yeah.
of all races and stuff, are sending me the same stuff. But then there are people who've never even seen this stuff for the first time. So I don't know. This is something maybe it could be a topic. I feel like all of these social media companies have enough data that if they wanted to, they could have us all married or whatever we wanted. They could sell us the data.
Yeah.
And here's the this is your group of people right here. Go for it. This is your group of people. Go for it.
They should. We gotta figure that out.
All
Anyways.
right. Well, I don't know what we talked about. Good luck with
Me neither, but it was
that.
fun. Yeah,
Right? It's always fun talking to you.
love you.
Too. Take care.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Two Girls Shooting the Shit with Em and Mo. Please enjoy this mindful moment. The only person I've ever lost and needed back was myself.